girl, it love is holy. L.J. Booth from his album The Road That Leads Me Home, The Ties That Stay. And joining me in the studio right now are L.J. Booth and Chris Kokesh. Welcome you both to the Saturday Cafe.
Good morning.
Thank you.
I've had you both in here at varying times. Chris, of course, with Misty River, and L.J. Solo. But this is your first time together, and so now I have to ask, why are you together? What's happened?
Why are we together? Well, because we enjoy playing music and...
And we got married in August.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
I am so happy to hear that.
Yeah.
From a musical standpoint, it seems like the perfect marriage because you're both folk singer-songwriters with a real knack for story songs. Is that part of your story? Did the music help you come together?
Oh, I think that we met at the Kerrville Folk Festival, and I think all that aspect of the music was definitely an eye-opener. Yes. One of many.
Yeah.
She's just nodding. It doesn't work on radio, Chris.
Yeah, I think our music, I mean, we met at Kerrville, and LJ actually came out here to the Northwest a couple of years ago. We decided to do a little tour together, which is how we got to spend some time together. So our music definitely brought us together.
Yeah.
Are you performing mostly together now, or are you still doing solo gigs? What direction is this meaning for your musical careers?
We both perform solo still, and I perform too with Jonathan Bird from North
mm-hmm.
Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So
The
Barnbirds, that's right.
Did that CD ever come out? I was looking in our collection.
We have released it digitally.
And
so it's only available for a few more days, actually, as a digital download. We're doing that to raise funds to release it for real early next year.
I'll have to call Michael Canning and tell him where to put my share of our electronic music button.
We're excited about that.
It's a great album. It's a great album of songs.
When you're together like this, do you sort of switch off on songs? Does one person do lead on one set and the other? I mean,
we have to fight it out for that kind of stuff. You know, we're very territorial about our music.
You know, she's younger and stronger than you are. This could be a problem.
Sometimes Chris does three songs in a row, and I walk off stage. So no, I enjoy Chris's music, and luckily she enjoys mine. So we do with smattering a mixture and. I sit in on some stuff. She sits in on a lot of stuff because she's a great instrumentalist. I tend to be not such a great instrumentalist in terms
not
of company,
true.
But we love singing harmonies. And so it's, we do a trade-off. We just, and we wing it every show. We'll put up a new set list about how that works.
And what's fun is trying to find, I think we're trying to increase our repertoire of duets. So we're on the search for great songs that can go back and forth and from our own repertoire, but from other writers too.
And Garner Rogers always used to say it's nice to play with somebody else because he never got to play the fiddle when he was out touring mm-hmm. solo as a singer-songwriter. And I see you're holding yours in your hand right now.
Yes. I love accompanying LJ. A lot of his songs are really conducive to the fiddle and to mm-hmm. harmony. So, yeah.
Well, what live song are we going to hear first today?
We're going to hear a song... that comes out of my Wisconsin days, the little town of Nelsonville, kind of a classic little farm town. This is a song that takes place downtown Nelsonville where the Tomorrow River runs through. It's late enough to call it early. The morning moon is soft and pearly. Driven all the back roads, baby, to stand here in your yard. So raise your head off your pillow. Look down here from your upstairs window. And if you raise the sash, I'll bring you this song. 'Cause way down deep in every wishing well, the tender voice can only tell if it can open up the oyster shell. I'm telling you now that I love you. I'm asking you now if you'll be my girl while up on the hill, the blade of the steeple pries open the night to the light of the pearl. Now I know it's really not my business, but how you coming with forgiveness? No, it's not something that you merely decide. 'Cause way down deep in every wishing well, the tender voice can only tell if it can open up the oyster shell. Way down deep in every wishing well, the tender voice can only tell if it can open up the oyster shell. It's late enough to call it early. The morning moon is soft and pearly.
Light of the Pearl, my guests today on the Saturday Cafe, L.J. Booth and Chris Kokesh. The harmonies are lovely on that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that something that you can start thinking about now, writing for a voice besides yours, writing specifically with harmony in mind, or writing from a point of view that wouldn't necessarily sound right if it were sung by you? I'm asking this question to both of you since you're both songwriters. I mean, you know, LJ, could you write a song from the point of view of a woman for Chris to sing, or Chris, the reverse for him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an interesting question. I don't know if our relationship would change how I would write, I think how we would interpret it and whatnot. But I've written some songs from a female perspective earlier. And I think it does change the way I think musically I would write in terms of the idea of arrangement. But in terms of actual voice, I'm not sure.
I remembered that Tracy Grammer was saying towards the end of his life, most of the songs Dave Carter wrote, he wrote specifically for her to sing rather than for him.
And sure.
It's like learning another instrument, only you don't have to be the one who plays it.
Right.
You're getting another color to use in your music.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think it would be great. I think, and certainly Dave, it sounds like, never really thought of, well, didn't really think of himself as the singer. He thought of Tracy as the singer. But I think it would be fun to write more songs that are kind of for the both of us and have both our voices in there, you know, that go back and forth. We're working on some stuff.
Well, I look forward to hearing it. Yeah. You are performing together tonight at Still Point Farms, and it's a house concert, part of their Heart Dog House Concert Series. Phone number for information about that is 541-935-0136. You can also have them direct you to directions to the farm. It's out on Territorial Road in Veneta. Music starts at 7 o'clock. Well, we have time for another song, if you would be so kind.
Great. Well, we're going to sing a song. Actually, this is one of those duets that we found. This is a song by a writer named Cindy Callett that I heard LJ sing, actually, not this summer, but last summer. And you know, since we're married now, what's mine is his. And let's just say I stole the song from him. So
which is right, because I stole it from Cindy.
Okay. Just taking it back. All right, here we go. 2, 3, 4.
Come on, get your oars and row, my darling, come on, get your oars and row. Got tide in the river rising. Come on, get your oars and row. Come up on your feet and walk, my darling. Rise up on your feet and walk. We've got arms reaching out to catch you. Haul up on those feet and walk. In the morning, call my name, my lover. In the morning, call my name. We grow old, young, we birth, we die, somehow rearrange. Come on, get your oars and row, my darling. Come on, get your oars and row. We've got tide in the river rising. Come on, get your oars and row. Change the world with grace and a vision and a strength of mind. Some rise from trouble, some lend a hand, some keep trying to find.
Watch that little boy go walking, my lover. Watch him as he learns to run. Watch him as he rounds the corner out of sight. Tumbling back in our arms he comes. Come on, get your oars and row, my darling. Come on, get your oars and row. We've got tide and the river rising. Come on, get your oars and row.
When it's time to say goodbye, my darling, when it's time to say goodbye, we'll live on in the old and the young ones, dreaming down a quiet line.
Come on, get your oars and row, my darling. Come on, get your oars and row. We've got tide and the river rising. Come on, get your oars and row. Come on, get your oars and row, my darling. Come on, get your oars and row. We've got tide in the river rising. Come on, get your oars and row.
I want a recording of that to play on my radio show. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, and I envy you being able to sing the tenor harmony on that. That's one of the reasons I go to folk concerts, is because nobody looks at me cross-eyed when I make up harmonies. And that was a lovely, lovely one.
Thank you.
LJ Booth and Chris Kokish, my guests today on the Saturday Cafe. Is there perhaps a recording in your future together?
I think there is, for sure. We're both working on, we've both got some songs that perhaps we'll do each a solo recording before then, but who knows? We would love to do a recording together.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining me on the Saturday Cafe, performing tonight at 7 o'clock at Still Point Farms in Veneta. Have a wonderful show, and thanks again.
Thanks so much, Frank.